The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
All right, let's start our show talking about mental health. Here's a question for you. What could make you kinder, happier at work, and less likely to smoke? The answer? Family. Listen to this. Well, as you know, you choose your partners. You can choose your friends and colleagues you hang out with after work. But your family is something you're born into. You have to learn to live with them or with it, the existing situation. But according to this study, our relationships with our brothers and sisters are among our most emotionally nourishing bonds. Psychologists at Brigham Young University found that closeness with your siblings promotes the development of sympathy and increases levels of altruism. And young men who sit down for dinner with their family do better at school and are half as likely as their peers to smoke or drink alcohol, while those who have strained relationships with their fathers have a 400% higher chance of abusing drugs. And then dads also benefit. The study goes on to say that increased psychological well-being is a benefit if they're close to their kids, and statistically they have greater job satisfaction and higher pay. So, you know, and no one has a perfect family, myself included. And in the words of playwright George Bernard Shaw, he says, or he was stated as saying, if you cannot get rid of the family skeleton, you may as well make it dance. Like that. Well, welcome to our radio family, where we want to make you as healthy as you can be for your family and for yourself, of course. And while we can't, while you can't choose your family that you're born into, you can choose the radio shows you listen to and the station you listen to, and we appreciate you tuning in and choosing ours. Today on the show, in this hour of Dr. Health, Hawaiian herbal medicine for a healthier new year and a new you. We're also, we are all going to be a year older at the end of the year, right? So why not be even healthier? If you're going to be a year older, you might as well be healthier at the end of the year, as well as being healthy. A year older, as which is unavoidable, but what is avoidable is possible sickness and ill health or declining health. So here to help us do that in our studio is our expert on botanical medicine, Steve Fraley, who, while he is not a doctor, is a researcher and farmer. And, you know, I was thinking of this before the show. Farmers are actually, when you think about it, if food is our best medicine, which it is, I mean, going back all the way to Hippocrates, who says that, you know, make food your medicine and your medicine your food. Actually, growing things, I mean, all farmers should have honorary doctorate degrees because they're the ones that prevent illness in the first place. But anyway, he has been growing an herb, actually a fruit, that he has researched and studied for over 30 years. Morinda citrifolia is a botanical name, otherwise commonly known as noni. And in the first hour of the program, I talked about turmeric, and did I mention ginger? That's my favorite herb as far as culinary-wise. But noni, if you remember, he was on last year with us. It's one of the canoe plants that the ancient Hawaiians brought with them to Hawaii when they first settled the islands. So it's so important that this plant was often called nature's aspirin, and they used it and still use it today, both externally and internally, to prevent and treat a variety of ailments. And we'll be discussing those just a few minutes after a few announcements and our regular weekly features. Coming up later on our On this hour of the program is our weekly health report. Veteran TV news commentator Dick Allgaier brings us three news stories to our show airwaves. That is first on doctor burnout, the consequences to our healthcare system when doctors burn out in their careers. Also, more bad news about sitting, which is what I'm doing now. Yikes. I used to, for the first 15, 20 years of the show, I used to stand at the microphone, but sometimes this microphone doesn't go up high enough. I guess I'm too tall for the mic. But anyway, and then the third story that Dick Allgaier has is about sleep. How much do you really need for heart health? Details to all those stories coming up on the Health Report from veteran TV news commentator Dick Allgaier later in the program. Well, this was interesting. You know, last week we did a show on New Year's fitness resolutions with Gilad and Elaine LaLanne. And as Jack LaLanne, who we had on for decades on our show, and I had the fortune of knowing, good fortune to know him for over 30 years. He was the godfather of fitness in America, Jack LaLanne. But he always said fitness is king, nutrition is queen. Put them together, you get a kingdom. So this is an interesting study on the virtues of nutrition and exercise and which are the best, which ones are the best ones to just getting back on track here. Which ones are the best to, if you had to choose just one over the other, is it exercise over nutrition or nutrition over exercise? Well, according to the American Heart Association, regular exercise has the power to cut your risk of heart disease by almost half, whereas an International Journal of Epidemiology study found that eating 10 portions of fruits and vegetables a day can reduce your odds of suffering a fatal stroke by a third. Okay, so 33% lower risk of stroke from nutrition, 40% less chance of a heart disease from exercise. Okay, here's another neurology study revealed that just 30 minutes of vigorous exercise can stave off 10 years of premature brain aging with those who train versus those that don't train or exercise. They have faster cognitive decline. And then how about on the nutrition side of things, one serving of leafy greens per day, however, has more potent impact on your cognitive powers. So that can keep your brain up to 11 years younger. So what's the verdict? It's a draw. Finally, after I just mentioned a few of these high points of each exercise and nutrition, but they say that while food offers a greater potential for short-term results, like dieting, for instance, research proves that if you want to keep the weight off, exercise is the best ally, and that's just pertaining to weight loss. But for health and nutrition and long-term feeling of well-being, you need both. What can I say? Okay, so speaking of fitness, let's go to matters of, let's go to the fitness file, and I came across over a half a dozen studies. This was interesting. And one week alone about how exercise is so good for the brain. But before we get to that, let me talk about how exercise is a natural and anti-inflammatory. And we're going to talk to Steve Fraley about how Noni is a natural anti-inflammatory, both externally and internally. And it's used for animals as well as people. So, you know, it's not just a placebo effect or just in your mind. This is interesting. It talks about fast-moving blood vessels or fast-flowing blood vessels are healthy because it protects you against heart disease. If you use the analogy of a stream, you know, when water's moving slowly, debris accumulates along the stream or river banks, right? But when the water starts moving faster, the banks stay cleaner, and especially where the streams can branch out. I used to go hiking a lot as a kid or in my younger years. I always noticed that. And as these branches in the body, if you think of your arteries as branches, you know, inflammation often occurs at those sites, and that can contribute to clogged arteries. But this new study from the University of University of Pennsylvania, they tested human arteries, and it's the direct evidence that the physical force of blood flow can have an effect on these trouble spots. And so they found that when the elevated blood flow, which is equivalent to walking at a brisk pace, it resulted in sort of an anti-inflammatory property normally associated, get this, with high doses of steroids. So exercise is medicine, folks. Any way you look at it, exercise is medicine. Now, here's actually, we don't have time to get through all these articles, but here's just three of the half dozen articles I came across just this week on how exercise builds your brain. Of course, it builds muscle and aerobic capacity and a lot of other benefits, but there's more and more research on how it's so good for the brain and to prevent aging of brain tissue, to reverse or prevent or minimize Alzheimer's, dementia, a lot of other degenerative brain disorders. MRI studies reveal that poorly regulated blood sugar cause levels of your hippocampus, that's the brain's memory center, to shrink. So the more muscle you have, the better your body is able to regulate that glucose level and stave off the shrinkage. And since weight training as well as aerobic exercise helps build muscle, it's one of the best ways we have to preventing or possibly even reversing memory damage. This is from the New York University School of Medicine. And here's Sweat to Get Smarter. This was from the British Journal of Psychology. They found that both aerobic exercise and upright posture, just sitting upright, improve visual working memory when compared to more passive or seated positions. Your brain works best when it's active or if you're standing. And and last week, and I won't get into this other article about intelligence and fitness, but last week we had a show about running backwards, the benefits, you know, of less knee stress and better aerobic capacity, et cetera. How about cycling backwards? This is in the Scandinavian Journal of Medicine and Science and Sports. They discovered reverse cycling decreased leg fat mass and waist circumference while increasing lean leg mass when people used eccentric cycling for 30 to 50 minutes a few times a week. Just make sure that's it's on a stationary bicycle, not your road bike. You don't want to be pedaling backwards. So maybe if you're on a unicycle, I guess. All right. And finally, in matters of sexual health, do you ever have post-sex blues? Well, you know, while most people enjoy having sex for obvious reasons, and also it enhances your emotional bonds and boosts your mood, it's not always the case. Some people have what's called postcoital dysphoria, and it's negative emotions, which can include sadness and irritability and anxiety. Usually it's, it's been tending to, researchers have tended to focus on women because women seem to have more of this. But a recent study suggests that it can occur among men just as often as well. Psychologists at Queensland University of Technology in Australia surveyed more than 1,200 men and discovered that 41% had experienced postcoital dysphoria at least once, and 20% had experienced it in the previous month. So, the post-sex blues, it's the variability of both male as well as female sexuality there. So be aware of that. And then if you have an overactive bladder, mostly women are afflicted with this more, you might not need that drug that is promoted that I've seen on TV commercials for this problem. And here's why. There are many factors, of course, coffee or caffeine, diuretic effect of drugs, anxiety or stress, or UTIs, the infection of your urinary tract. But it might also be just you. This is interesting information. This was from, University of Alabama School of Medicine. And they found that just training your bladder muscles, you need to train them just like any other muscle. And a lot of times, if you haven't been diagnosed with an overactive bladder, it's just the habits of, some people pee every hour, urinate every hour or every few hours. And what they say is you can unteach your body to do this. When you feel the urge to urinate, sit and squeeze your pelvic floor, the Kegel exercises, five times, and that'll delay it your trip for about 5 minutes, and you just keep doing that week after week, and then pretty soon you can go for a few hours without having to go to the bathroom. Okay, finally, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy, and then we'll be joined by Steve Fraley talking about Hawaiian herbal medicine. Okay, time for some daily dishonesty. The beautiful little lies we tell ourselves each day. Cake is mostly air. Yeah, along with all the calories. Bacon is a food group. Let's see what else. Pizza is a vegetable. I won't eat the whole thing. Yeah, right. I worked out, so this doesn't count. Another little lie. I will only watch one episode of my favorite show tonight. Or was that one season? Yeah, doing a little too much binge watching, are you? I can hold my liquor. Yeah, in a bottle maybe, but you know, before you drink it. Mimosas are a good source of vitamin C. Yeah, and sure, champagne is a good source of alcohol. And finally, my favorite daily dishonesty lie, I'm not addicted to my phone. That's the biggest lie of all. All right, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back, we'll have new information on herbal medicine and using natural means to treat things like pain and inflammation, as well as skin afflictions, both not only in people, but also in pets. Details coming up when we return here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Waterston. More than 6 million Americans are losing their sight to blinding diseases such as macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosa. But there is hope. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge to find treatments and cures for these devastating diseases. For free information on the latest treatments and research, or to find out how you can help, call the Foundation at 800-844-1174. That's 800-844-1174.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown Kyolic garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Hey, this is a doctor's show. What's Green Acres soundtrack doing on my show? Well, if you're an old enough listener to remember that show, you know that Eddie Albert, the star of Green Acres, was the farmer, and his wife was the townie. She was all about living in the big city. Anyway, we have a farmer on, maybe not as maybe not the same stature as Eddie Albert on Green Acres, but he has a lot of green acres on the island of Kauai, some 30 or 40 acres.
70.
70 acres, excuse me. It's always growing. And we'd like to welcome him back to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning, botanical expert Steve Fraley.
Hello. It's cold out.
It's cold for us. Wait till, you don't want our California listeners to chide you for that, because they're a lot colder than we are here in Honolulu. Yeah. That's for sure. No matter how cold it gets here, it's always colder on the mainland if it's winter. But, you know, I tell people we have 4 seasons here. We have before summer, summer, after summer, and next summer. So anyway, but let's talk about staying healthy and warm in the winter. And that is one of the best ways to do that is with natural medicine, both our foods and our herbs that we can take without having to always resort to drugs. As far as immunity, which we always want to avoid colds and flu at this time of the year, Steve, so tell us any research that that you may have come across regarding Noni with regards to helping bolster our immune system.
Immune system.
Not overstimulate it, but just fortify it.
Well, there's pictorial references to Aborigines eating noni 40,000 years ago. They ate it as raw food. Time of famine, they ate it as raw food. But they found over millennium of time, eating it every day as raw food is a natural preventative. Current research has shown noni to be an extremely high anti-inflammatory, which prevents the inflammation diseases, and a very high antioxidant, which prevents diseases and skin deterioration. I'll be 70 years old next month.
Wow.
I have not had a cold or flu in 25 years. Mm. I eat noni every day. And I just found it's a natural preventative from my personal experience. And we have tons of people on our website. You can read. They've had things and they start eating it. It's not a miracle that overnight everything goes away. But if you're healthy, it keeps you healthy. If you have persistent chronic conditions, with time, it addresses it. And you can monitor high blood pressure, diabetes, pain.
So. All right. And, of course, it's not to take the place of your doctor or a drug that may have been prescribed to you, but, you know, check with your doctor first. Now, as far as compatibility or contraindications with drugs, I know that kidney issues might be an issue.
Well, no, actually, first of all, I'll go back to Dr. Brian Issel did 10-year cancer research in the University of Hawaii. Phase one of the research, they had 48 terminally ill cancer patients. They were trying to find a toxic level. They were up to 40 times the daily dosage in 48 people for 10 years. Not one negative side effect, even with the drugs they were taking for cancer. So noni's been shown as raw food. It's very safe. It doesn't counteract with drugs. You can take it with drugs. You can take it by itself. It is raw food, so it's not a drug. Mm-hmm. And that's we are FDA compliant as a dietary supplement, but I keep arguing with the FDA, we're not a dietary supplement. There's only one thing in our fruit. It's pure raw noni pulp. But Johns Hopkins identified 165 beneficial compounds in the pulp of fruit. There's a lot of things, you know, in nature. You talked earlier about ginger, turmeric, garlic. Usually very specific for 4 to 5 conditions. On the U.S. Department of Health, on their website, they list 65 traditional uses of noni with references to different cultures around the world that they use it to get rid of it or prevent it. So it's very broad-based as raw food. You are what you eat. So.
All right. And, you know, before we went on the air, you mentioned that there's a popular anti-inflammatory rub because you do have a noni lavender lotion that people
and
use.
And IC sports formula. People
right,
use
right.
For pain. Yeah.
And we won't mention the brand name, but there's everybody knows it in the pharmacies, and it's an over-the-counter remedy, first aid for pain and inflammation, especially in the joints. And some of the ingredients, I did not realize
We were actually packing noni. We grow it. We're a certified organic farm. We grow it. We pick it. We process it. We do not let it ferment, which we can talk about. But yesterday we were processing. We're sitting there packaging the package, put it in the package of the fruit leather after we dry it. And my daughter looked on the internet, and somebody had on Facebook made a comment about that comment where I can't almost say the name, that you can buy the store. It's less expensive. And I said, well, look at the ingredients. And I was stunned. I mean, there's floor polisher in it. There's also a menthol in there that they're synthetic now. They're not from the trees. They're synthetic.
Sure.
And they're finding that it actually has caused death in teenagers because their livers can't handle it.
Hmm.
I mean, the second is negative side effects. You need to really look at ingredients of what are in things that you're buying.
Yeah, just because it's over the counter doesn't mean it's totally safe and benign.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Now, since you mentioned fermentation, let's address that issue because a lot of people, hopefully they haven't tuned out once we mentioned the name noni, because a lot of people say, get me away from that stuff. I don't ever want to taste it again because they've had a bad experience with noni juice.
Right.
And tell us the difference.
Okay. Well, in most parts of the world, noni is called cheesy fruit. It smells and tastes like blue cheese. Mm. When you pick it off the tree and it gets white, clear, and translucent like a ripe tomato, they would eat it, spit the seeds out. The problem with noni, it has no shelf life, so it rots and ferments very quickly.
Which is why you never see it in the produce aisles.
You never see it in the produce aisle. Everybody leave the store when it rots and ferments because it smells like your dirty, rotten socks. The point that ethnobotanists at the University of Hawaii made 150 years ago, Polynesians and Hawaiians never drank noni juice. They ate the fruit raw. They did not have glass jars till the Chinese introduced them 150 years ago. They didn't stick in a coconut, folks. They ate it raw like you ate an apple or a pear. The problem is when it ferments, when Dr. Issel did his cancer research, 400 people came to his opening dissertation. And the first question at one of the halls at UH was, what kind of noni juice are you making? And he goes, let me make it perfectly clear. We specifically chose not to do that because when you let it ferment, you create alcohol, you destroy all the beneficial enzymes, and you change the chemical structure. and kill things. You're decreasing the potency. So it took us about 8 years to develop equipment to stop the fermentation of what we do. And we dehydrate it at low temperatures, below 115 degrees. It takes us, most people are familiar with fruit roll-ups, apples and pears.
Right.
Those are dried at 135, 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Scientifically, past 130 degrees, you've killed 100% of the enzymes. So we dry below 115. It's classified as raw food, but it takes us 60 hours to dehydrate it with the whole premise, maintain the potency. And it's as close to the raw fruit as you can get. And it's just off the charts antioxidant. As a comparison real quick, we sent several years ago, and it's online. There's an article on our website about hammer aging. We sent to a chem lab in California two commercial noni juices and our fruit leather to measure for levels of ORAC, antioxidants. Came back 1 ounce of noni juice, 433 units. 1 2-inch piece of our fruit leather, 6,024. So there's a big difference between the raw pulp not destroyed in fermenting it.
Okay.
And you've been with me at the Made in Hawaii Festival. And people come up here and live in Honolulu. And you mention noni. First thing they do is they grab their nose.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a noni tree in my yard, and this thing stinks. Would you ever try eating it off the tree when it gets soft? No. That Polynesian Hawaiians ate it. You know, that's what they did. And it's really, really good for you.
Know, so, no, I used to have a noni tree when I lived in Palolo here in Hawaii. And, I mean, it bore fruit all the time. And I'd eat it in the morning before breakfast. Isn't it better if you eat the fresh fruit, it's better to eat it before a meal maybe?
Yes. Well, just logically, even our fruit leather, we on the back of the package, we say, you know, 1 to 4 pieces a day. And we'd say if you're taking multiple pieces to break it up, one in the morning, one at night. But if you have the choice, eat it before you, just logically it's getting assimilated in your gut by itself. However, if you have stomach disorders, gas, constipation, you eat it with noni, it eliminates gas almost instantly. My mother had operations growing up where she had colon and kidneys, I mean intestines removed, so when she ate food, she'd get gas. She'd eat our fruit leather with it, no gas.
Okay.
So you can eat it with food, but for potency, I recommend taking it by itself.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have a package of your noni fruit leather in the studio, but somebody, and I'm not meaning to take the wind out of your sails or steal your thunder, but since you're mentioning that, you know, fruit leather, that's all you have in the ingredient, a company sent me this yesterday, and it's called That's It. And it's like a fruit leather in a bar. And this says one apple plus 20 blueberries. That's it. And so that's a good name for the product.
That's a good point.
And this is a good analogy for talking about your fruit leather. That's it. I mean, all it is noni.
100% pure raw noni pulp.
Right, right. Whereas a lot of, let's talk about a lot of products on the market, because and I know for some reason the Koreans are really getting. I was in a few stores this week, and they're buying all the different noni powders, noni capsules, all forms of noni because they, I guess, in the media there in Korea, it's
the market
huge.
Is very big.
Yeah, yeah, and so, but there's so much variety of products out there. So let's talk about the fact that.
Processing.
You know, yeah, the processing.
Okay. When I do lectures at medical conventions, and I talk about, you'll see noni in capsules, dehydrated capsules, freezerized capsules, noni juice in our fruit leather. Well, to make a juice, one, they're all fermented. They're not growing it. Even the capsules, they're not growing it. And you have to, we pick it in 2 to 3 days, it gets ripe. We have a 3 to 4 hour window to process it before it ferments. We've refrigerated it, we froze it, it ferments. So it can be 3 o'clock in the morning. We have 600 pounds ripe. We process. If we wait to 7 o'clock in the morning.
You're like a doctor on call.
Exactly. But, okay, if you look at it, and if you look at most of the juices, one, they're fermented. Two, they're pasteurized. Three, they're about 10% what you want. It's blueberry juice, cranberry juice to make it more palatable because it's obnoxious. Dehydrated capsules are dried at 135, 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Heat destroys compounds, folks. So that's why we do 115, below 115. Freeze-dried capsules, I was stunned. I was at... in Baltimore, I mean, at the trade show there many years ago, a company came up and said, we can freeze-dry your fruit leather, make it into a powder, easier to take in a capsule. I said, what's the process? We steam it at 140 degrees to kill all the pathogens.
First.
And then we vacuum out the water. I said, so you're killing all the good enzymes also. So that's why we don't freeze-dry. We do what we do, and it's raw food, but it maintains the potency of what's in the pulp. It's all key. Right.
Okay. On that note, Steve, let's shift gears after we come back from a bottom of the hour break and talk about the external uses of noni. You were talking about some of the internal uses or the noni fruit leather, and we'll talk more about that as well, of course. But also, let's talk about the noni lavender lotion and why it's good for not only people but also pets. A lot of people use it. In fact, you have a separate pet line for dogs, cats, birds, horses, whatever.
It's the same product. It's the same product.
But don't tell anybody. Okay. We'll be back with more information for your good health with my guest, botanical medicine expert Steve Fraley. We'll also give out his website and phone number if you want more information on what he's talking about. Back after this here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
At 63, this year's Sports Illustrated cover model, Christie Brinkley, looks as beautiful, youthful, and healthy as ever. Her secret? Regain lost collagen. Add new collagen. Protect her existing collagen. Christie knows that after the age of 21, our natural collagen production slows by 1% per year. By age 30, the signs become visible. That's why her number one beauty supplement is Biosil Hair, Skin, Nails, the clinically proven advanced collagen generator and protector. Unlike the collagen pills and powders that your body breaks down and simply uses as a food source, Biosil from Natural Factors activates your body's own collagen-generating enzymes. In fact, clinical trials prove that Biosil reduces fine lines and wrinkles by 30%, increases skin elasticity by 89%, thickens and strengthens hair by 13%, and dramatically strengthens nails. So when you want to look beautiful, youthful, and healthy, like Christie, choose Biosil, the clinically proven advanced collagen generator. To learn more, visit BiosilUSA.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he.
I guess that would be me. Welcome back to the program. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. Welcome to the show, and a reminder, our show does rebroadcast at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now if you want to get a double dose of all the good health information we have or you miss any part of the morning show. And, of course, our website is available for podcasting, or you'll listen to all the podcasts of the previous shows, including this one in a few days. And that's at drhealthradio.com. You spell it the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. Continuing our conversation with Steve Fraley on Hawaiian herbal medicine. All right, Steve, we talked about fermented noni, and unlike yogurt and sauerkraut and kimchi and tempeh and things that are more beneficial to your health after they're fermented, it is not the case with noni, so you want to make sure you get either the fresh noni or the naturally preserved noni, such as the noni fruit leather and the noni lavender lotion. Let's talk about using the noni lavender lotion externally, both for people as well as pets, and how people can benefit and what they can benefit from or if they have certain ailments. I know pain and inflammation is big.
Yes, it's antibacterial, antifungal, addresses skin, irritable skin, dry skin, blemishes, any kind of skin condition, eczema, psoriasis, acne. When my son was 16, I paid him $5 a night to put the lotion on his face for acne.
You're kidding.
No, because he put it on one night, not the next night. I said, okay, Lucas, you know, four That's nights good. In a row, $5, wow. $20. Fourth morning, gets 80% of his acne gone.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really? Antibacterial. So it's really good for your skin. So the first thing we do is, you know, we pick the fruit, we blend it up, we dry it into the fruit leather. Working with the sports trainers at the University of Hawaii, Melody Toth, for 20 years, we started making the lotions that they use on athletes for pain and problems. In the first lotion, we take the fruit leather, mix it back in water, and make the Noni Lavender Lotion. We add a little bit of lavender because Noni smells like blue cheese. And when the athletes start getting rid of sports injuries, they go,
and they start sweating.
No, and they start sweating. Go, hey, I got a date tonight, and I smell like cheese, you know? So they didn't want to use it. So to mask that, we put Let's a little
go
bit
to
of
Italian
organic
restaurant.
Lavender. Yeah, yeah. So, but that one's very broad-based. Any kind of skin condition from sunburn. People here that surf, we have professional surfers use that lotion for reef cuts that take 4 to 6 weeks. When you're spawn, 4 to 6 days, heals it. Paddlers use it. You can use it for sunburn. But so any kind of skin condition or pain. So that was more general. Then I started going to the American Holistic Veterinary Association convention. 600 licensed vets are all holistic. Hot spots, mange, gets rid of it. Not overnight, but heals it.
What about dogs, fleas and ticks?
Teas and flicks. Ticks and fleas. Blah, 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 blah.
That's okay. I'm also dyslexic. Okay. Less dyslexic. No, dyslexic.
Dr. Ihor Basket, which some people know over, he's a licensed vet on Kauai who's holistic. He works with hunters. Traditional use in Hawaii, hunters who have 20 to 40 dogs will not buy medication to deworm them or treat ticks and fleas.
Why not?
Too expensive. Oh. Too many dogs.
Oh, yeah, right.
They grow noni. When it gets soft, they squish it in the dog's food. The dog knows it's raw food, eats it. Dr. Basco tests them every 4 to 6 months. No hookworm, roundworm, pinworm, tapeworm, heartworm, and no ticks and fleas.
Hmm.
They bail. So you start feeding the fruit leather to them, you'll see no more ticks and fleas. No more ticks and fleas and no front line, which is, you know, a chemical, right? Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about the collars.
Yeah, the collars are, mm-hmm. They give pills now.
Oh, okay.
You're systemically giving a poison to your dog. You give them that. You give them noni and it just, you know, it's very acidic. Well, noni is very acidic.
What about cats? Cats are so finicky.
We, you know Liz, who does Tropical Farm for us. Mm-hmm. She rescues, we have a lot of feral cats here in Hawaii. She has a dozen cats.
Yeah.
Tons. She, in the morning, she goes in her kitchen, opens her kitchen drawers, the cats come in, they line up in a line, and all of them get a piece of fruit leather. They crave it. So it depends upon the cat. If they're finicky, you can mix it back in water, make a soft paste, put it in their food, and mix it up.
Okay.
You can liquefy it. So there's different ways you can administer it to animals. My dog, Bhakti, is on the label of the fruit leather and on the lotions. He's about 15 years old now. And he's on YouTube, dog eating noni.
He just jumps around.
You hold
still.
It up in the air, he jumps up in the air and gobbles it. Mm-hmm. You know, so animals know intuitively it's raw food. My sister in Bowie, Texas, feeds it to horses instead of deworm them with poisons.
And what about smaller animals like birds?
You can. If you notice, you know, our farm tour, birds land on people's hands and they eat it out of their hand.
No,
really? Dylan's trained these shama birds. I won't go into it. But yeah, animals eat it. Chickens, birds, pigs, dogs, they know it's raw food.
Hmm. Interesting. Do you have a problem with pigs invading your...
Not since we fenced them out.
Okay.
We did. We did. Because there was so much noni on the ground.
Right. And how does the noni tree grow? I mean, because most people have not seen
it. Amazing tree. I used to grow apples and pears in the 60s in California. Lots of problems. Nothing. No bugs, no funguses, nothing messing with noni because there's so many compounds in the leaf, 18 compounds, but 165 in the pulp. They leave it alone. From sea level to 2,000 feet in Hawaii, it grows. Used to produce, our trees would produce for 5 months, rest for a month, produce for 5 months, 10 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
On our farm tours, which are free, we do 2.5 hours. We talk about 15 years ago, we started doing worms for worm castings, better known as worm poop. Adding 1 cup to a tree every 6 months.
Okay.
The trees responded. They've never stopped producing fruit 12 months out of the year for 15 years now.
Wow.
From worm castings. So we mulch. You'll see, if anybody comes to our farm, which I highly recommend, we have a beautiful farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we mulch like crazy, creating worm hotels underneath every tree.
Hmm.
We pay tree trimmers to bring us loads of mulch because we can't keep up with it.
We're
always mulching, keeping an ecosystem where the worms are in there, feeding the trees, eating the fruit that falls in the ground, because it produces much more fruit than we can ever process.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
And you're mentioning the Koreans. We get 2 phone calls a week from people in Korea wanting to buy fruit from us. I won't sell it to them.
Why is that?
Because they want to ferment it. I said, you're selling people alcohol and formaldehyde. I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sell it to you.
Yeah, traces of that. Yeah. Okay.
So
Now, let's talk, since this is the diet time of the year, the beginning of the year, first month or so of people getting on their diets. And, of course, a lot of people have to get on two diets because they're starving on just one. But that's another program. Anyway, we do a lot of information throughout the year, not just in the first month or first several weeks of the year on diets. But now, Noni is diet compatible, whether you're on a keto diet or Mediterranean diet or, you know, the grapefruit diet, whatever. I mean,
it's raw, anything.
And it's only a few, it's negligible calories, is what, five calories a
five
serving?
5 calories per serving.
Yeah, so it's going to be compatible.
Yeah, it's very low. So it's compatible with any diet. Yeah. It really is. And, you know, you can put it in water. Juiceland in Austin, Texas has 24 stores. On their menu, they buy 20 cases of our fruit litter. About really? Every other month, yeah.
And they reconstitute it?
They put 2-inch pieces in smoothies. It
oh,
dissolves. People drink it. In
oh,
the
I'm
summer, they
that.
Sell it as an energy drink. Right now, they're selling it as a cold preventative.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Because they're in Texas, it's wintertime.
And so
they have 24 stores. They go through a ton of it, and they put it in smoothies. So you can put our fruit litter in smoothies. It dissolves if you don't like the flavor. I like sucking on it. And it just dissolves in your mouth really quick.
Yeah, I do too.
Gets assimilated in your mouth.
And then mention the, I know it's not as popular, but the Noni banana leather is my favorite.
We do. It's 1/3 banana, 2/3 Noni. So for potency, you know, we just recommend.
Not quite as potent.
It's not as potent. So, but if you don't like the flavor of the pure raw Noni, you can make juices or smoothies out of it. But we do offer online Noni banana, which is 1/3 banana, 2/3 Noni. It's only in a small one-ounce package.
And those are organic bananas, of
yes,
course.
Yes, yeah. Okay. We are a certified organic family farm. We have total control over everything we do. We grow it, we pick it, we process it, we package it, we make the lotions, we sell it directly to you or in stores here.
So for our California listeners, which we have thousands of, they can go to the website? Is that
they
the
go to the
way?
Website. We charge $6.80 shipping, no matter if you buy one or 1,000. There's quantity discounts. Everything is a 2-year shelf life. It's pure raw Noni, certified organic. It's non-GMO. It's vegan. It's gluten-free. It's just raw Noni. And you'll be amazed. The lotions you experience quicker topically.
Right.
Pain, we haven't even got into pain, but pain is the number one use for Noni by centuries by Polynesians.
Okay.
They used to put the pulp on topically.
That's why it's called nature's aspirin.
Yeah. 75, I mean, published research, 75% effective as morphine with no negative side effects. Scopolamine, there's about 4 compounds in the pulp of Noni that are anti-inflammatory. Scopolamine is the number one.
Mm-hmm.
And a pharmaceutical company 10 years ago tried to isolate that, take it out so they could put it in a capsule, sell it to use their pill.
Right.
Every time they took it away from everything else, no effect on pain.
Okay.
Synergistically, taking it as raw food, your body opens up the cells, it goes in, pain goes away. Without it, it doesn't get delivered to the tissue or the nerve endings.
So give us a website before we go to Dick Allgaier's health report.
RealNoni.com. It's very simple. And they can sign up for newsletters. We do monthly newsletters. And
for the whole month of February, I should mention that your newsletter is focusing on heart health.
Right. It's all on heart health, and it's about high blood pressure, and there's all kinds of articles and research from doctors using it for that. Noni produces nitric oxide, which relaxes blood vessels.
Oh, right.
Expand.
Like beets. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's really good for that. So that whole month is that.
Okay.
And every month during the year, we're doing a little one thing about you can do to help lose weight. Like last month, it was eat 125 less calories a month. That's one piece of bread, folks, a day. You lose 12 pounds.
Or one less beer or soda.
One less soda. less
than 150 calories, typically.
So there's things we're doing to, you know, you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. You know, and Noni is compatible with anything you eat. And I found, you know, I don't take any supplements. I just eat it, and I don't get sick because there's so many compounds.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, you're the picture of health, so that's a good testimonial. All right, on that note, let's pause for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier. And when we come back, I have more questions for you, Steve, and we'll talk more about the farm tours and some of the high points or the little-known uses for Noni, both externally and internally, as we talk about Hawaiian herbal medicine for a healthier new year. Steve Fraley is my guest, and we will be back with more information for your good health right after this. But stay tuned now for this week's Health Report with Dick Allgaier.
Doctor burnout is becoming a huge problem according to new research in the annual Medscape report. It finds nearly half of all physicians feel completely depleted to the point where 1 in 7 have contemplated suicide. 44% of the medical professionals have considered leaving the field altogether. Most are women, according to this survey. And most doctors say it is the level of paperwork and data input they've had to do since medical records went digital. Doing less sitting and more moving is tied to living longer, according to a new study in the American Journal of Epidemiology. Replacing 30 minutes per day of sedentary time with 30 minutes of physical activity at a light intensity was associated with a 17% lower risk of early death. 30 minutes of vigorous exercise is even better, almost a 35% lower risk of death. 6 hours, that's the minimum amount of sleep per night you need to help your heart stay healthy, new research says. The study found that chronic lack of sleep and poor sleep quality raise the odds of fatty plaque accumulation in the arteries, a condition known as atherosclerosis. That increases the odds of heart attack and stroke. So you need at least 6 hours of sleep. 7 to 8, even better, huh? I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report. Stay healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstores, supermarkets, and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
More information equals less medication here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. David Snow with you. A reminder, next week, pharmacist Jim LaValle joins us on how to keep your heart young so you'll always be young at heart. Our heart-healthy lineup of shows continues into the next few weeks. And, of course, around Valentine's, we'll have matters of sexual health. We'll have the Love Boat Lady, the creator of TV's Love Boat, Geraldine Saunders, will be with us, along with other guests. And we got a whole lineup of people in the upcoming weeks, so don't miss a show. But if you have to miss any of the shows, you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. All right, concluding our conversation with Steve Fraley, talking about noni, one of the most popular and important Hawaiian herbal remedies and foods, if you will. Now, Steve, let's get back to the farm tours. You also produce a noni honey on the farm, don't you?
We have 50 beehives, and I will say, if anybody has a noni tree, go outside and look at it. Noni trees make a fruit first, and the flowers come out of the fruit after the tree's made a fruit. Hmm. There's only 4 plants in the whole plant kingdom that do this. Mulberries is one of them. Most plants, bees come and pollinate. So I was talking to ethnobotanists. They believe if you look at the exterior of a noni, there's 50 to 75 flowers on every fruit on the exterior. They believe bees are bringing compounds to the fruit, putting it into the fruit.
Huh.
So we have a zillion bees. We have 50 beehives. I don't mess with the bees. We have a beekeeper in Kilauea, and he swears it to him as a beekeeper, based upon the species of trees and the flowers, there's different qualities. He swears it's his best honey. He uses it to mellow out other
honey. I love your
honey.
Yeah. I put it on my oatmeal, and it is just the bomb.
It's raw, unsulfured honey. We don't sell it online. You only do it in the farm tours because we'd run out of
darn,
it.
Darn, yeah. I'll have to fly over to your
island.
You go,
there you go.
Okay. Tell us about the farm tours. If people are visiting the island of Kauai, either if they're a local listener here or listening
please
to us on the West Coast.
Yeah, please come. It's a free 2.5-hour tour. It's educational. It's not selling you noni. You'll see how it grows. You'll taste it. We also talk about organics, things that we do on a large scale, worms, compost, compost teas, what we do that you can do in your backyard and grow things better. And it's online. You can see them from our website. There's different blogs you can see, and you see what we do. But we've been doing, I've been growing things for 40 years organically. Mm-hmm. No pesticides, herbicides, and it works, folks.
And also, if you're at Lihue Airport, you have the brochures and the rack where all the activity
Honolulu Airport.
Brochures. Oh, and
every
Honolulu
one of the kiosks,
too.
They have it. And we said it's a free farm tour.
And what does it say? It says free farm tour on
the
brochure?
Yeah, on the very top, for sale.
So, So right there with the zip line tours and you know, parasailing and all the others.
It's the number one ranked thing to do on Kauai on TripAdvisor.
Oh, really? Yeah. For free tours?
For tours.
Wow, really? Yeah. How about that? Yeah, I know.
Not because it's free, because it's
sometimes
very informative.
Sometimes I've called you and you said, sorry, there's 50 people here and I'm doing the farm tour right now. I can't talk. That's amazing.
It's fun. We have a beautiful farm. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It really is. So.
And how many trees? You say you have 70 acres.
I quit counting. Thousands of trees.
Right. Yeah, so. Because they're prolific. I mean, they really.
I mentioned earlier. I was at a farmer's market, and one of the curators from Kauai Museum came up, and he said, in the Kingdom of Hawaii, the king owned everything in the old days.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he gave every family a parcel of land by the ocean, a parcel of land by the mountains.
Wow.
So they have two different climates to grow things
living.
Before they would inhabit it, they go out and look at it, and if it did not have at least one noni tree within that parcel, they'd reconfigure it to make sure the king wanted every family to have at least one noni tree.
Wow, that's
very interesting.
They use
food and medicine. The guys told me that. I was like, wow. You know, that's pretty cool.
That is. Well, it was one of the canoe plants along with
coconut. They brought it with them. Yeah.
And other important plants, banana, et cetera. They knew what they were. I mean, they could only bring such a limited amount
flora and fauna. The other thing, you go to Tonga, Tahiti, Fiji, there's six different varieties of noni. There's only one that's medicinal. In Hawaii, we only have the medicinal variety.
Oh, that's fortunate. Okay.
Because they brought it here. Uh-huh. And I brought their best. And I can bring a junk variety 2 months across the ocean.
Right. So what about if a noni product you see in the stores is from Tahiti? Is it
questionable?
It may or may not.
If they're wildcrafting out in the wild, do they know what they're picking?
Okay. And they might not have as active medicinally or the properties.
The other five have no medicinal qualities.
Oh,
they're
that's
ornamental.
Interesting.
They're ornamental.
Uh-huh.
So anyway.
Oh. So, so people can grow the fruit, and it's available at nurseries. I mean, you can
here locally. It won't grow. Folks in California won't grow.
Right. Yeah.
It's a tropical tree, from sea level to 2,000 feet in the tropics.
Yep.
I've had people try and do it in greenhouse. You can't fool the tree.
Oh, not even in a greenhouse.
Well, not if you can't fool a tree. It'll grow, but it won't set fruit.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And it needs sun for fruiting, right?
It grows from full sun to full shade, from no water to a rainforest, but optimally full sun. Couple gallons of water a day, they just pump fruit.
Interesting. You know, all right. Okay, so just to review the product line, the 2 ounce noni
fruit leather is actually 2.5 pounds of raw noni pulp condensed down in 60 hours of dehydration to 2.2 ounces, which is in the 2 ounce package is actually 2.2.
okay,
we oversize it,
right,
but it's a very so you could eat the whole packet at one sitting, you'd be wasting it.
Right.
More is not always better. So
a little mild laxative maybe.
We sell you know 1 to 4 pieces based upon the condition you're trying to address, you know. And for animals, 1 piece a day, from 1 pound to 100 pound. And you'll find hip dysplasia, all kinds of things just go away in animals.
Do you have that on the package for the animal products?
Yes. Yep. We have in this. We've had dogs. We have dogs open the kitchen drawer and take mom's whole packet and eat it. You know,
come on.
Yeah, they eat it. You know, but they're the exact same product. Whether it's a pet label, people label. The only difference is the label and the instructions. It's raw noni.
Next, you're going to tell me you have testimonials from pets.
You we
have the paw print on the...
No, we have some parrots now that talk in our farm.
Now you're... You know, I can cut you off at any time. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, we just have a minute or two left, so give us that real website again.
RealNoni, NONI.com. Or you can call toll-free my daughter Lola.
Let's get that.
My daughter Lola, call it. She loves getting phone calls.
Okay.
It's 888-882-NONI, which is 6664. So 888-882-6664.
All right.
And she can answer questions. She grew up planting the trees. So.
And she's grown a lot since then.
She's grown a lot since then. We won't mention age.
But no, I'm just referring to her height. She's pretty tall.
Yes.
Tall as some of the younger noni trees, you know.
Yeah.
So, and the noni banana leather as well as the noni.
And we have the noni lotions. We have three of them. You'll see there's the noni leather lotion, skin conditions or pain.
Oh, also for sport.
For sports, we have two icy heat ones. We've added organic menthol crystals and camphor oil from plant-based source, not synthetic.
Okay.
And it just makes it penetrate faster. So people who have any kind of arthritic pain, fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel, trust me, you put it on, you'll see pain goes away in a couple minutes. And it addresses it. You get cramps go away. It takes cramps away in 60 seconds. The University of Michigan football team used 12 cases this year. They bought cases and used it on the football team.
Really?
So we have, NCAA Division I schools use it.
All right. Real-noni.com or realnoni.com. Yeah. Yeah,
real noni. Either way, go to it.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Steve, for being with us.
Aloha.
And, we'll hear from you later in the year, and you will hear from us next week, same time, same station. Thanks so much for all of you who tuned in. And a reminder, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. This is David Snow reminding you to tune in next week, same time, same station. Until then, have a healthy week. Aloha.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.